This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. A junior doctor was working with me caring for Mrs. Jameson, a 66-year-old woman with serious heart disease. When we finished, the doctor asked me how likely I thought it was that Mrs. Jameson would survive 1 year. I considered all I knew about Mrs. Jameson's disease, as well as what I knew about her living alone, being a widow, having poor connections to her family, and having a history of depression. I offered, rather unscientifically, that I thought there was a 25% chance that she'd be alive in a year. Well, there's lots of data suggesting that when doctors are asked how long a person with a serious illness will live, we're often very wrong. We tend to way overestimate their length of life. Perhaps this is a type of wishful thinking on our part. Well, as I drove home that night, I wondered how accurate my estimate really was. It turns out that there is research on what is called the surprise question. Researchers have studied how doctors respond when they are asked, "Would you be surprised if this patient died in the next 12 months?" When asked this way, the responses are pretty accurate when compared to the person's health a year later. When the doctor reported that they wouldn't be surprised if the patient died, this predicted an actual high risk of dying. On the other hand, when the doctor reported that they would be very surprised if the person died in the next 12 months, it predicted a good chance of 12-month survival. Now, why is all this even important? Well, because doctors fail to refer patients with serious non-cancer illnesses to hospice or palliative care services early, thus depriving them of very useful services. The key to effective palliative care, which includes social support, home support, spiritual support, and medical support, is early referral. A decade ago, this surprise question was developed as a way to identify patients who might benefit from hospice and palliative care. The surprise question is intended to be both simple and quick. Research shows the question isn't a perfect predictor, but even asking the question reminds us to consider whether the person would benefit from additional services, particularly palliative care. Mrs. Jameson had serious heart disease, which has a very poor prognosis. Unfortunately, we don't think of non-cancer illnesses with the same seriousness we do cancer, although we should. The next day, when I spoke with the junior doctor, we discussed what other services Mrs. Jameson might need and decided at her next visit, we'd talk with her about palliative care services and what that might offer her. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.